because I have been saying jokes, so if I skip the joke, you will miss something, right? Okay, the joke goes like this. The 85-year-old couple, having been married almost 60 years, had died in a car crash. They had been in good health for the last 10 years, mainly due to healthy eating and exercise. When they reached the heavenly gates, St. Peter took them to their mansion, which was decked out with a beautiful kitchen, a master bath suite, and a jacuzzi. So the man asked Peter about how much all this was going to cost. And Peter replied, "You know, this is heaven, so it's free." So next they went to the clubhouse and saw a lavish buffet laid out for them. "How much does it cost to eat?" asked the man. And Peter replied, "Don't you understand yet? This is heaven. It is free." And then the old man asked timidly, "Well, where are the low-fat and low-cholesterol foods?" And then Peter smiled and said, "That is the best part. You can eat as much as you like of whatever you like, and you never get fat and you never get sick. That is heaven." And then the old man looked angrily at his wife and said, "You know, I could have been here 10 years ago." This is just a joke.
The point of the story is, heaven is a beautiful state of living, right? We all love to go to heaven. Can anybody say that I don't want to go to heaven? None of us would like to go to the other spot, other side. So every one of us want to go to heaven. So how can we get to heaven? How can we get to heaven? We can only get to heaven through Christ. Christ, because Christ has opened the gate of paradise to heaven by his death on the cross in our place. So Christ has opened the door of paradise to all of us. So Christ is the basic for our life. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So we all come to worship here, worship the Christ here at this holy altar, and we receive Christ in the Eucharist, who is the bread of life. We have heard reading in the gospel today, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live forever." So we are fed here to get strengthened, not only on this earthly journey, but also for the eternal life to come. And in the latter part of the gospel story, Jesus tells us, "Those who eat my bread and drink my blood will remain in me, and I in them." So when we receive Christ, we take Christ with us. You know, we receive Christ in the Eucharist, in the communion time, and we are taking that Christ. So our worship is not done here, right here. See, most of the times we all think that worship is done within the four walls of the church. No, we have to take that worship. We have to take that Christ, who we receive in the Eucharist, to our neighborhoods, to our friends. That's what they did, the mission trip students, they did. They went to St. Louis, and they didn't just express their faith. They showed their faith in action. The faith was shown in action through their service to the community, to the St. Louis community, wherever they were. So the faith is not only right here on beyond. We have to go beyond the four walls of the church. We have to take Christ with us every moment of our lives, dear friends. And so let us pray today for the wisdom. As we heard today, reading from the first reading and the second reading talks about the wisdom, how we all need God's wisdom. So let us pray for the wisdom so that we may take Christ with us to our neighborhoods, to our schools, to our friends, and announce Christ and be the body of Christ every day and every moment of our lives. So let us, may the God of grace bring us the wisdom to take the body of Christ to everywhere, wherever we go, and be the body of Christ to whoever we meet in our lives. Amen. Let us all stand.